In recent months, Quan has become even more troublesome. Usually after the third time I say no to something, she quits. Now it's as though her mind is stuck on automatic rewind. When I'm not irritated by her, I worry that maybe she's about to have a nervous breakdown again. Kevin said she's probably going through menopause, but I can tell it's more than that. She's more obsessed than usual. The ghost talk is becoming more frequent. She mentions China in almost every conversation with me. How she must go back before everything changes and it's too late. Too late for what? She doesn't know. And then there's my marriage. She simply won't accept the fact that Simon Bishop and I have split up. In fact, she's purposely trying to sabotage the divorce. Last week, at a birthday party I gave for Kevin, I invited this guy I was seeing, Ben Apfelbaum. When he told Quan he worked as a voice talent for radio commercials, she said, "Ah, Libby and me too, both talent for get out of tricky situation. Also big talent for get own way. Is true, Libya?" Her eyebrows rose up and down. "You husband Simon, I think he agree with me, ah?" My soon-to-be ex-husband. I then had to explain to Ben, "Our divorce will be final 5 months from now, December 15th. "Maybe not, maybe not," Quan said, then laughed and pinched my arm. She turned to Ben. "You meet Simon?" Ben shook his head and started to say, "Olivia and I met at the..." "Oh, very handsome," Quan chirped. She cupped her hand to the side of her mouth and confided, "Simon looked like Olivia, twin brother, half Chinese." "Half Hawaiian," I said, "and we don't look alike at all. What you mother father do?" Quan scrutinized Ben's cashmere jacket. "They're both retired and live in Missouri," said Ben. "Missouri," she looked at me. "This too sad." Every time Quan mentions Simon, I think my brain is going to implode from my trying not to scream in exasperation. She thinks that because I initiated the divorce, I could take it back. "Why not forgive?" she said after the party. She was plucking at the dead blooms of an orchid plant. "Stubborn and anger together, very bad for you." When I didn't say anything, she tried another tack.